So bear with us still 1 or 2 minutes. We try to put some modern technology installed. And I have one picture which I want, one slide which I want to show you, because sometimes one picture speaks more than 1,000 words. And this time I would need this supporting material. I drafted it in my summer cottage on Sunday because it was raining in Finland between the games. And in fact, I'm not sure if I see too many Portuguese journalists here, because there is a more important event going on. I wish best of success for Portugal. Game has started or is about to start. Well, we'll have the supporting material soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's proceed to save some time. And you know that today the Commission assessed the action taken by altogether 12 member states in response to the Council recommendations of December last year to correct their excessive deficits. And these countries are Belgium, the Czech Republic, Germany, Ireland, Spain, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Austria, Portugal, Slovenia, and Slovakia. All recommendations take into account the exceptional economic circumstances and are based on the medium-term framework. The current budgetary targets, including those revised recently, appear to ensure an appropriate overall fiscal stance in the European Union. In all cases, we conclude that the measures taken were sufficient to achieve the targets in 2010, this year. In most cases, we also issue an invitation to specify as soon as possible measures to substantiate the budgetary targets for the years beyond this year, i.e. starting 2011. In addition to these 12 member states, the Commission has also assessed that there are now new excessive deficits in three countries, Denmark, Finland, and Cyprus. And we have recommended deadlines for their correction to the Council. That is Finland next year, Cyprus 2012, and Denmark 2013. In fact, as things stand now, we have only three countries which are not subject to the excessive deficit procedure in the European Union. Technically four, but essentially three. That is Estonia, Luxembourg, and Sweden, while Bulgaria is likely to be put into the excessive deficit procedure once it will be assessed. This time we couldn't do it because of some need to clarify certain public finance data. Can you have the second? If you click the slideshow, so you can get it bigger. I don't know where it is. It's well, it should be okay. You can, I guess, you can see it. So this describes our exit strategy. In other words, in the current financial and economic context, the European Union is pursuing a coordinated and differentiated strategy of fiscal exit in order to put on track a decisive fiscal consolidation, to solidify the ongoing economic recovery, and to implement structural reforms to lift potential growth and to enhance employment. In other words, fiscal consolidation in the EU is pursued in a coordinated and differentiated way. Countries with no or little fiscal space do accelerate fiscal consolidation immediately, starting this year immediately, while those with better fiscal space will start consolidation from next year onwards, so 2011 onwards. In other words, the overall EU fiscal stance should become restrictive as of next year, 2011, when the economic recovery is expected to have gained a stronger momentum. The new fiscal measures announced recently in several EU member states are indeed in line with this strategy of differentiated consolidation. Let me say a few words on the countries assessed, mostly quite briefly, but I will focus on some special cases. Can you take the next slide, Amadeo, please? So here we should have a differentiation between 2010 and 2011. That's the key. And after a postponement by 1 year due to adverse economic conditions, France and Spain were recommended to correct their excessive deficits by 2013 and Ireland by 2014. The Czech Republic, Slovenia and Slovakia were asked to start consolidation in 2010 in line with their national plans and to correct by 2011. Belgium and Italy were also asked to start this year, 2010, and correct by 2012, given the high and rapidly increasing public debt. Portugal was asked to start correcting in 2010 and to consolidate by 2013, given the high and rapidly increasing debt and the large current account. Finally, we have Austria, Germany and the Netherlands, which have been able to maintain better fiscal space and thus they were asked to start consolidating next year, 2011, and to correct the excessive deficit by 2013. Portugal and Spain have recently decided on new revised deficit targets for both this year and next. And we consider that these new revised targets are adequate and appropriate. For both countries, this year, 2010, the recently announced measures are sufficient to meet the new targets. So for this year, the measures are sufficient to meet the revised targets. Concerning next year, 2011, Portugal will need to substantiate the revised target with concrete measures of about 1.5% of GDP to reach the deficit target of 4.6% next year. These concrete measures should be included in the budget for next year. Portugal is also accelerating structural reforms, especially in the areas of education and healthcare, and reducing red tape for enterprises. For next year, Spain will need to specify concrete measures of about 1.75% of GDP to reach the deficit target of 6% next year. The newly announced expenditure ceilings, which we welcome, will pave the way for this to a large extent, and these concrete measures should be included in the budget for next year. Spain is also pursuing substantial structural reforms in the areas of the labour market and the pension systems. We welcome the commitment of both governments to do everything it takes to meet the revised budgetary targets, as well as their pursuit of structural reforms. Our assessment should be taken as early guidance for next year's budget, in line with the recent proposals to enhance, reinforce economic governance in Europe. Let me finally say a few words, exceptionally in the two languages of the country I know best, since this country will be in the excessive deficit procedure for the first time ever during the euro era. Aloitan suomeksi,
tai jatkan suomeksi. I'll begin in Finnish, or I mean I will
continue
in Finnish.
Vaikka Suomen julkista taloutta on hoidettu hyvin viime vuosina,
our economy has been treated very well in the past years.
Alijäämä,
with this crisis, we have a deficit,
which
exceeds the Stability and Growth Pact, the 3% limit in that growth pact.
Tämän vuoksi komissio esittää neuvostolle, että Suomen tulee ryhtyä toimiin alijäämän supistamiseksi. Tämä ei tarkoita, että Suomen tulisi ryhtyä välittömästi uusiin säästötoimiin jo kuluvan vuoden aikana. Sen sijaan on tärkeää varmistaa, että alijäämä kääntyy selkeästi ja uskottavasti laskevalle uralle ensi vuodesta lähtien. Vakaussopimuksen mukaisen 3% rajan alittaminen ei kuitenkaan ole pitkän päälle riittävää, koska myös Suomen julkista taloutta varjostaa varsinkin ikääntymisestä juontava keskipitkän aikavälin kestävyysvaje. Seuraavien hallitusten tehtävänä on julkisen talouden tervehdyttäminen pitkäjänteisellä vuosien mittaisella ohjelmalla. Sen kanssa ei silti voida jäädä odottamaan vuosien päähän, vaan päätöksiä on kyettävä tekemään niin pian kuin mahdollista. Julkisen talouden jatkuva ylivelkaantuminen johtaisi palvelujen kurjistumiseen ja perusturvan heikkenemiseen, mikä iskisi erityisesti pienituloisiin ja muihin vähäosaisiin. Ei pidä antaa periksi tälle eriarvoisuuden näköalalle. On parempi ryhtyä julkisen talouden tasapainottamiseen ennakoivasti ja määrätietoisesti kuin tehdä se vasta, kun on markkinoiden veitsi kurkulla ja selkä seinää vasten. Jatkuva uudistaminen luo paremmat kestävän kasvun eväät ja estää ajautumisen kahden kerroksen
yhteiskunnan. Okei,
sama kuin svenska, såsom vi brukar säga mycket kort. Finland behöver inte inleda nya sparåtgärder.
We don't need to introduce or bring in new economic measures directly this year.
However,
it is very important
for
us to now make an effort to reduce this deficit during the coming years. We cannot fulfill the criteria set by the Stability and Growth Pact immediately, because we know that our economies are in a very uncertain state in the coming years, and governments have to take a stance. They have to take steps. We need to start as soon as possible, but we cannot wait.
It is a bilingual country, and we respect both languages.
Thank you for listening to what I've had to say. We're a bilingual country, as Finland.
In the coming years. So, any questions at this stage? Unless everything is clear.
Yes, we will proceed. We will proceed now with your questions. I would like to ask you to identify yourself and the media you represent before asking one single question, very short, per journalist. And I have, first of all, on the back of the room, Antonio Delgado from the Spanish National Radio. and then a Portuguese question, Fernando. Yes.
Thank you, Amadeu. Antonio Vergado from the Spanish National Radio Commissioner. When you say that Spain has to specify measures for 2011, you mean that Spain has to specify new measures that has not mentioned at all right now, or that it has to be more concrete in the measure that it's, that Spain has already scheduled? Thank you.
The essential thing is that Spain needs to substantiate the new target with concrete measures. And in fact, the expenditure ceilings will help in that because they would mean that around 1% further deficit reduction would be a result of this, of respecting these expenditure ceilings. While even beyond that, there is a need to substantiate further 3/4 of a percent of GDP. So all in all, there is a need next year to substantiate 1.75 percent of GDP for Spain. While for this year, both the target is adequate and the measures are sufficient to meet the target of fiscal consolidation. So Spain is on the right track, but concerning next year, in the context of next year's budget, it is essential to substantiate these new concrete measures.
Next question goes to the Portuguese television. Fernando, please.
Fernando de Sousa, one of the Portuguese journalists who find you more important than football.
Well, you see the second half, certainly. So.
When you say substantiate target with new measures for 2011, does it mean that the extra measures that Portugal have introduced are insufficient for the target and we need new measures to fulfill that difference of 1.5% of GDP?
I forgot to say that for both, actually for all the countries in this group of 12 countries, plus the three new EDPs, all these countries will be assessed by the ECOFIN Council in July. So there will be a profound debate and subsequent recommendations by the ECOFIN Council in July for all the countries we have discussed today in the college and decided our recommendations. Concerning Portugal, the revised targets of fiscal consolidation for both this year and next year to bring the deficit down from above 9% to below 5% next year are adequately ambitious and sufficient. For this year, the announced measures are sufficient to meet the new target. For next year, the government will need to substantiate the target with concrete measures of about 1.5% of GDP. So it means that there is a need to decide and announce these concrete measures in order to meet the deficit target for Portugal next year, which is 4.6%.
Thank you. Next question, Peter Ehrlich, Financial Times Deutschland.
Commissioner, could you qualify what your assessment is for the German budget reductions that were announced early June?
We are still in the process of making a profound and precise assessment of the recently announced German measures of fiscal consolidation. Moreover, we are waiting for some further specification of these measures, both on the expenditure side and to some extent on the revenue side. But we can say with these reservations, one can say that the German program of fiscal consolidation, which will start next year, is in line with the overall fiscal stance of the European Union as decided earlier in the context of the fiscal exit strategy of the EU. In other words, we assume that economic recovery will take a stronger hold, and we have seen some positive figures in recent days even concerning, for instance, industrial production. And we assume that this year economic growth in the EU will be around 1%. It will solidify towards the end of the year, so that next year economic growth would be in the scale of 1.75% in the EU. This means that from the point of view of doing a classical countercyclical fiscal policy, starting fiscal consolidation for the case of Germany makes full sense starting next year. And also the path of adjustment is broadly in line with the revised stability program of Germany. All this has to be said with the reservation of needing to take a closer look and needing to have further specified measures.
Next question is shared by Ivo Caizzi, Van Corriere, and Adriana Cerretelli, Sole 24 Ore. Ivo?
What do you mean shared? That we have only one or we have two?
You have only one.
Okay.
You have to share.
In this so case, I will ask two questions in Italian, please. Commissario.
Commissioner.
Dalla estrema sintesi che lei dedica alla situazione italiana, non riusciamo bene a capire qual è l'opinione la sua opinione sulla situazione di un paese che ha un debito pubblico in evoluzione nel 2010-2011 oltre il 118% del prodotto interno lordo. Ci può dare una analisi più dettagliata su qual è l'andamento della finanza pubblica italiana anche in relazione alla manovra correttiva che è stata recentemente varata dal governo italiano. E come seconda domanda, se posso, lei sa che c'è una richiesta italiana di considerare il debito aggregato e non solo il debito pubblico per valutare la sostenibilità di un paese. Il governo italiano the sustainability ha addirittura of the country. The Italian, detto che voterà contro le conclusioni del prossimo vertice se non verrà esteso il concetto di debito anche al settore privato.
Thank you. This assessments of the excessive deficit procedure are, say, leaning towards assessing the past performance of the countries. While we try to take into account the recently announced measures as well as we can, and we are still in the process of analyzing these measures for several countries, this time we provide a profound and precise assessment of the measures decided and announced by Portugal and Spain as requested by the ECOFIN Council on the 9th and 10th of May in the meeting of the long night. While, for instance, concerning Italy, our assessment is, our profound assessment is still pending of the very recently announced measures. Concerning the case of Italy, it is somewhat different from most of the EU countries in a sense that Italy has had a relatively high or very high level of public debt. It entered the recession, it entered the financial crisis and economic recession with a high level of debt. But unlike most other countries, it did not conduct such a massive fiscal stimulus like on average in the European Union. So in that sense, it makes full sense for Italy to to intensify its fiscal consolidation starting now, latest next year, and already for this year the 5% deficit target has been confirmed for Italy. So the new measures concern the years 2011 to 2013, and on the 25th of May the government adopted a decree law specifying the measures that underpin these additional consolidation efforts for 2011-2012, which fall mainly on current expenditure. So in that sense, Italy is taking measures and the scale of these measures seems to be appropriate. But again, I have to say this with reservations as regards the specification of the measures. Concerning the Italian position on public and private debt in relation to reinforcing economic policy coordination in the European Union, I'm fully aware of these concerns Italy has raised, and I can see that we have to develop such a debt criterion which is conceptually and operationally meaningful. It is a work in progress, and we are currently working on in order to concretize our recent initiatives so that we could shortly propose make more concrete proposals on several elements of which there is convergence of views, including the debt criterion, including the European semester, including reinforced preventive budgetary surveillance, addressing macroeconomic imbalances, looking for the options on sanctions, and specifying the debt criteria. On these, we shall shortly present concrete proposals, because it's important that we keep up the momentum, and we will have the new system in place by the beginning of next year.
I see that Mrs. Malmström is already there. One last question, maybe Arthur Beasley from the Irish Times.
Commissioner, thank you for taking the question. The question is about the figures for Ireland. You've endorsed the targets for this year. Are you at this stage calling for an intensification of the consolidation programme next year? The Irish government, I believe, has committed to cut €3 billion from the budget for 2011. Do you believe that the government at this point should be asked to go further? Thank you.
The Irish government or the Irish authorities have implemented a very significant package of fiscal consolidation this year, amounting to 2.5% of GDP, which mainly covers the expenditure side in order to achieve the 11.5% of GDP deficit target. Overall, the net deficit reducing thrust for this year, 2010, is estimated at around 4% of GDP, including the full year effect of measures taken in the course of 2009. We assess that at this stage that Ireland is on track, and it is essential that Ireland will indeed implement the planned measures and ensure that there will be the targets will be substantiated with these concrete measures to continue on this path of adjustment. Thank you.
But may I ask a follow-up? I mean, are you saying at this point that you do not see any requirement for the Irish authorities to envisage a cutbacks greater than the €3 billion foreseen for 2011 at this point?
This target is broadly in line with, or this amount is broadly in line with the target for next year and with the path of adjustment which has been decided for Ireland.
Commissioner,
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, a follow-up on the debt, on the Italian debt.
Adriana,
What's your personal opinion on the aggregate debt? Do you think it could be a good idea to take it into consideration as the OECD suggested in the recent days, or do you think, what's your opinion on that?
My opinion is evolving, and I want to come back to you in a few weeks when we have done some further product development on this important subject.